The New Orleans-based Tank and the Bangas are the winners of NPR's Tiny Desk contest this year.
Man, I can't believe I just won Tiny Desk. Oh my God, I did it with big hair and a tiny desk. I won Tiny Desk.
That's the group's lyricist and namesake, Tariana Tank Ball, remembering her surprise about winning during a Tiny Desk performance in March. Tank and the Bangas are bringing their spirited, high-energy show to Birmingham tomorrow. Tank, along with band members Joshua Johnson and Albert Allenback, spoke with WBHM's Esther Chamakili about how winning the Tiny Desk contest has changed their lives.
It's given us a chance to see how far we can go and how much farther we need to go. It's been very eye-opening, that's for sure.
We've always been traveling on tour a lot. You know, we'll go for 3 days a week here. The longest time we ever left was literally living in London for 3 months. But as far as city to city to city, changing constantly, flights and constantly taking off my shoes at the airport, oh, it's giving me literally a little taste of what's to come. And that is both exciting and tiring.
So these are things. Albert. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Albert.
If I hear Tank complain about taking her shoes off at the airport one more time, I will steal all her shoes so she has nothing to take off ever again.
Oh, no, man. No.
So I want to talk about some of your musical influences.
This is Albert. Tank pointed at me to answer for myself, so I'll answer. So my influence is a huge influence is a saxophonist Dexter Gordon, Kanye West, and The Roots.
I love Sesame Street, Arthur, all the Disney soundtracks, Mulan, The Lion King, old heads, Donny Hathaway, Stevie Wonder, you know, everything that was a part of my growing up, my childhood, to my teenage years, to my adult time.
And how do these influences influence the music that you play today?
Well, Disney soundtracks, because they always made you feel so many feelings all the time. Happy. They always had such an amazing ending to make you feel like, you know, life will be pretty okay in the ending, you know, and just remind you of a time when things were just, I don't know, much more simpler in your life. And it truly was all about the magic. That's why I love to incorporate magic and special feelings in my music today.
I'm a bee.
Joshua, you are the musical director of the band. What does the musical director of Tank and the Bangas do?
I get to have fun with everyone's ideas and a lot of my own as well. Like they said, a lot of their influences are a lot of my own. I also listen to like a lot of soundtracks from 1980s on. I like to listen to musicals and to pop and Michael Jackson. I listen to everything weird. All of those things kind of play a part in listening to Tank outside of what she says, because what she says may not be exactly what she hears.
No one understands me.
No one understands.
No one gets me.
It's a very hard process, you know.
Tank likes to make mouth noises.
It's
to
mouth
try to
noises.
Tell you what she wants in the song. And she'll be like, "Give me like a, sh- like a, sh- you know what I mean?" And I don't know what you mean.
I'm like, "All right."
Oh, and I can't stand and I'll do all that, and Albert will still say, "Can you make it a little more clear for me? What do you mean?"
Yeah.
How would you describe your music? If you could describe it in one word, because this is how I describe your music. In one word, mosaic.
Ooh, wow.
It is, you know, I look at it like, it, up close, there are so many pieces. Like, if you get really close to a mosaic, you see all these little pieces in there. And with your music, I hear spoken word poetry. I hear jazz. I hear funk, hip-hop, rock, reggae. Yeah. I hear all these little bits. And then when I pull back and I listen to it as a whole, you get Tank and the Bangas. Do you think that's accurate?
That's really so good.
That's
I have
so
never
good.
Heard.
Well, we've never heard that one.
Word. I really appreciate
that's beautiful.
That.
Thank you, Esther.
You're welcome.
I'm running
Thank
to
you.
All the reporters that.
I am running to say every our, reporter.
When they said, describe your music, because they always
mosaic.
Do. It's mosaic.
I'm going to do the eyes with it.
Do the eyes?
Our eyes got to get really big.
They're going to get really big.
Mosaic.
Nice, nice. Thank you. Yes. And you make a lot of references to food in your music. So like eggs over easy, and then the lyrics and boxes and squares.
Oh, man, you know I would have been the fish. I would have been the meat. I would have been the eggs, and I would have been the greens. I would have been the milk, and I would have been the fruit. I would have been the vegetables, and I would have been the soup. You know I wouldn't have been. Well, I am a chubby girl. You know, I've been this way for a long time, and I've known food to be comforting, good for you, and bad for you, depending on, you know, what you're eating and how you're intaking it. And I see people in the same light and situations as well that you put yourself into. And definitely not done on purpose, but it just had its way of coming inside of my music, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only way I can describe why it does, because of my relationship with food has been like my relationship with people.
So what can the audience in Birmingham expect from you on the 13th?
One night only. The Mosaic series.
Boom, boom.
Tank and the Bangers.
Miracle Cat.
Oh, come on. Oh, my God. Only a lot of dance floor.
Joshua Johnson.
Pretty exciting.
It's going to be that, but in music.
Down by the river where the green grass grow when the sun be burning. Take your petty hole, don't nobody know where you go. Just know the block just got hot. When you see a tray, gotta be play, gotta be.
That was Tariana Tank Ball, Joshua Johnson, and Albert Allenback, members of Tank and the Bangas. Group won this year's NPR Tiny Desk Contest, and they'll be performing tomorrow night at Saturn in Birmingham. I spoke with WBHM's Esther Gemma Keeley.
He was reaching for his wallet. Driving real fast, tank full of gas, cash. It plays my so fast, if I pass my quest, please slow, take it slow, take it slow, take it slow. Marco, stack swerving. Bet that bass makes wood through sirens.